Tom, you know, the Trump administration has made it much harder to get H-1B specialty visas, but now the immigration agency is using a new tool in its arsenal, actually revoking H-1Bs that have already been granted. Let's get a sense of what's going on there with Laura Francis. Laura is a Bloomberg Law immigration reporter. Laura, thanks so much for joining us. Are they actually revoking existing H-1B visas now?
Yes, they are. This is something they've been able to do for a while, and they have done in cases of fraud. But what's happening right now is the agency is going back and taking a second look at these visas that have been granted and saying, well, we probably wouldn't have granted this if we had looked at it the first time. So we're just going to revoke it and say it was never valid in the first place.
So, I mean, this is disproportionately impacting the U.S. tech industry, right? Isn't the tech industry traditionally one of the biggest users of H-1B visas?
Yes, it is. It's huge in tech. And this is actually largely impacting the tech staffing industry. So they're the ones that will send in tech workers to a company that doesn't necessarily specialize in tech, but still needs those services. And it's creating a lot of headaches for those companies.
So what kind of response, what's the legal response for some of these staffing agencies and the actual recipients of the visas?
So right now, there are a couple of lawsuits pending in federal district court. There are some immigration attorneys that are looking at maybe filing a broader challenge, maybe a class action, but that hasn't happened yet. And we don't know yet what's happening with some of these lawsuits.
Yeah. How many people are involved in a highly educated professional class fancy visas? I mean, how many people are we talking about? We know we've got thousands of people at the border and all that. What's the number count we're actually talking about here?
There are hundreds of thousands of people in the country right now on H-1B visas. There, each year they admit 85,000 under the cap, but you can renew multiple times. So there are hundreds of thousands easily.
Are they making a distinction between country A and country B, or is everybody out?
Oh, well, there's no distinction in the law right now. That definitely the majority of people getting H-1Bs are from India. But I think that's just a function of the market as opposed to, you know, the government preferring somebody over somebody else.
So, Laura, how unusual is it for the immigration folks to actually do this, to revoke H-1B visas?
This seems to be a new practice. It's definitely not new that the Trump administration has been targeting H-1Bs. That's been going on for at least a couple of years. But the whole revocation thing where they're going back and taking a second look at something that's already been granted, that's probably like the past few months or so.
Laura, thank you so much. Laura Francis joins us this morning here on Immigration.